Yeah, so at schools, you know, all the hallways have directional arrows. You know, I know that at the secondary schools, because we're trying to respect that cohort language, students will be restricted to their cohorts, and there'll be sections of the school that will be available to them, but not everywhere. So obviously they'll be transitioning sometimes in the hallways, but really, you know, if you're a grade eight student, there are certain areas of the school that, you know, that you'll be able to use as a part of your free time. Grade nine's another area, 10 through 12, another area. So, you know, it's kind of a zonal approach.